This is something that we've been lobbying for, going back for many, many years, along with the community up at Capri. This will continue the last phase from the Blackburn Bridge, which is in the Donegal Road in Ballybofey, and this will take you right into the start of Ballybofey. It'll actually take you in there to the Lidl shop. And as I say, it's something that we've been lobbying for many, many years, because there has been multiple deaths on this road.
And indeed, as you said, there has been a number of people killed on that road. So the local community themselves is welcoming this, and it is important that it is delivered in a way to suit the community.
Yes, very much so. In fairness now to the TIA and Donegal County Council Engineers, we have been working with a very, very good working group in Capri, made up of local residents and business. We've probably been meeting now for well over 2 years, probably 3 years at this stage. And the important thing was, it wasn't a matter of just building a very fast, wide road to community into the town. We wanted to ensure that the priority here would be about safety, traffic calming, effectively turning Capri into a village with a normal carbon footpaths, street lights, and these type of things. So this will finish off now the Baroness Gap Road right down to Ballybofey, with the exclusion of McCrory's Brae. As people would know, that's where a lot of lorries get stuck. So that's actually going to be the next phase, where you go up the steep hill at McCrory's Bay. That's where a lot of lorries get stuck in the winter time. But the good news is the work, the White Mountain as the contractors, and they will be starting now on the 25th of this month. So it's something we're all looking forward to, particularly the people on the ground. And as I say, I would like to compliment all of the engineers. It's such a long project. Engineers have changed a number of times in this project, but very much for the steadfastness and the commitment and the professionalism of the community group up there, which was chaired by Jim Crowley, a local man. I'm sure nobody would mind me mentioning his name. There was a very good committee, but Jim was the chairman, and he was ex-culture, and he showed his professionalism, the way he worked with elected members, the way he worked with the community, and the way he was so professional working with engineers. And we kind of compromised on a lot of things, but the safety is number one, and it's all very good. We're all looking forward to it.